As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, September the 27th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that this morning. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions, where we can find them and when we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be part of today's broadcast, you can call in throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. The call-in number is 512-904-8014. To join us live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. You can also log on and bookmark our BecomeVocalLocal.com webpage to engage in our chat room discussion. Just click on the chat room link. And you can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me, William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. Out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audience. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. If you missed any of that contact information, it can all be found at becomevocallocal.com. Gold and silver remain in our record high territory this morning as the U.S. dollar index falls. We'll speak about that in our market report. Mortgage fraud, recession deception, Jewish land grabs, that's all in the news today as well. Millennium Development Summit, the UN Women and Children, Common Purpose. We'll go back and visit with all of those topics as well. Let's go back into that Martyr Report for this morning. This is where we really want to look. Active trading, New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, finds gold trading up another $1.80 at $1,298.80. It touched a little bit over $1,300 again this morning. Silver up 4 cents at $21.50 an ounce. Platinum off 5 bucks at $1,634. And palladium up 2 bucks at $5.59. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. Pretty close band, about a 5 buck spread there, but $1,295.60 for a low, $1,301.10 for a high. At $1,298.80, your gold is up $308.10 year to year for a 31.10% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the price fixtures set the price at $1,298.25. We're just change above that. The SPDR gold shares over the weekend reports here that it's down a bit, but I've got 1,300.52 metric tons in the SPDR GLD gold holdings, valued on the street at $54.2 billion. So we'll see where that goes during the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up, on Friday closed up 198 at 10,860. The NASDAQ was up 54 at 2381, and the S&P 500 closed up 24 at 1,149. Stay tuned, much more to come.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Moon Day, September the 27th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is still William Roberts. Boy, I'll tell you what. Let's go to this market report one more time. Active trading again. New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time for review. Those of you that can log on in the beginning of the broadcast, and when I can make it onto the air at the beginning of the broadcast, gold trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time an hour ago was up $1.80 at $1,298.80 an ounce. Silver was up 4 cents at $21.50. Platinum up off $5 at $1,634 an ounce. And palladium up $2 at $5.59. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, we're seeing $1,300 gold again, folks. $1,295.60 for a low and $1,301.10 for a high. But at $1,298.80, your gold is up $308.10 year to year for a 31.10% return on your investment. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 198 to 10,860. I don't know how they got it up so high, but they did. On Friday, then NASDAQ closed up 54 at 2381. The S&P was up 24 at 1,149. Crude oil this morning moves up 19 cents a barrel to $76.68 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index, you can find out about all of that on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website, the trade-weighted basket of currencies, the USDX moves down another 5 basis points, exchanging at 79.22. Of course, that impacts favorably the foreign exchange rates, where the Canadian loonie this morning bumps up 11 basis points, trades against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso exchanges against the dollar. It's up 22 basis points, still at 8 cents U.S. The euro, big news about the euro, but I can't see what everybody's braying about. We'll talk about that in a moment. Moves up 1 basis point at $1.35 U.S. That's not bad. They keep talking about falling euros. I don't see it. We've been reporting it here every morning. I don't see it. So somebody's just making up the news, I guess. British pound this morning up 27 basis points. There's a real strong gain at $1.59 U.S. The Swiss franc, not even mentioned in the news, continues to move up, but this morning down just a fuzzy bit at $1.02 U.S. So it's gone beyond parity. It's walking away from the dollar. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond, at 0.43%. All right, this is some pretty low yields on the treasuries. I guess Benjamin Shalom Bernanke is tired of having to spend any interest at all, pay any interest at all, when they buy back their own bonds. What? I don't know. Maybe he's got a deal going with Timmy Geithner. They flip coins and figure out who's going to take each other to lunch as they put his trillions and trillions more in debt. The 10-year yield, not much better, 2.56%, and the 30-year is at 3.74%. So very low yields in the U.S. Treasuries there. And if you're buying bonds today, you might think twice. Take a look at some gold and silver maybe for your portfolio. The mortgage market this morning, continuing the downward decline here. 15-year mortgages, the fixed-rate mortgage, moves down from 3.95% a month ago to 3.80% this morning, and the 30-year down from 4.50% to 4.49%. Of course, the prime rate's fixed at 3.25%. Never going to change. The gold and silver ratio, some of you might be interested in that, is 60.40 ounces of silver to 1 ounce of gold this morning. This off of Bloomberg, smallest commodity moves since 1996 signal precious metal gains. Yeah, I'd say so. Whitney McFerrin writing for Bloomberg. While wheat as much as doubled this year and cotton surged, why is wheat doubled this year? You know, they talk about all the droughts in Russia, but we saw right off the articles there that there was Russia makes up only about 17% of the market. That shouldn't drive the price up 100%, but it did, apparently. And cotton has surged. Try and buy a cotton shirt made in America. If you find out where to get one, let me know. The benchmark index for commodities is signaling neither inflation nor deflation, spurring investors to bet the best returns next quarter will be in precious metals. Okay? So keep your eyes peeled, folks. The big people are starting to look at metals again. Standard & Poor's GCSCI index of 24 raw materials, tracked by as much as $80 billion worth of investments, advanced 1.6% this year through September the 24th, the smallest change since 1996. Record gold prices and a jump in copper were wiped out by slumping natural gas and oil prices and slowing growth in the U.S. and China, the biggest fuel consumers, sapped demand. Always keep your eyes on that word, demand, wherever you see it in an economic-related article. The rally in agricultural commodities has been more about a weaker dollar and the Russian drought, and I don't know why that's big news, than demand for raw materials. The demand's just not there, said Michael Pinto, a senior economist at Euro-Pacific Capital in New York. Euro-Pacific Capital, that'd be Mr. Schiff, Peter Schiff, who correctly predicted the collapse in commodity prices in 2008. Investors accumulated record amounts of gold and silver this year to protect their wealth amid concerns the world's economy would falter. Global growth is not on a tear, primarily with the drag from developed countries on oil. Again, primarily with the drag from developed countries on oil. When you have all of the unemployed people that we have all across America sitting at home, they're not out tootling around in the jalopy burning up that precious crude oil. And that's not a good sign for the oil producers. Anyway, continuing, if there's a price increase there from higher demand, that'd be indicative of a rebound in the economy. So until we see more people buying gasoline and diesel and tootling around, you know, cruising the village, you're not going to, it's not going to be, you know, there's no indicator there of a rebound in the economy. People don't have the money in their pocket, and they're staying home. U.S. consumer prices rose 1.1% in the 12-month ended in August. How are the prices doing at your local Wally World? The Labor Department said September 17th, below the 2.6%, the average 2.6% during the previous decade. So we're considerably lower there, but I don't know whether there's truth in that or not. They may be just holding the prices down. Federal Reserve indicated on September the 21st that it's now focused on inflation below the preferred long-term range. We heard about that from Benjamin Bernanke's lips to your ears. European Union inflation slowed to 1.6% in August from 1.7% in July. But here are these numbers. As we go through this article, you start to hear about what's going on over in Asia. You'll see who's really, you know, bringing it all home, not us. Gains in agricultural commodities are raising consumer costs. How can you have both of these sentences in the same article? Well, I don't know, but gains in the agricultural commodities now, they're saying, are raising this consumer cost. I thought we had consumer prices rose 1.1% in 12 months, and just less than a paragraph away, they say gains in agricultural commodities are raising consumer costs. Kraft Foods Incorporated, based in Northfield, Illinois, boosted U.S. prices twice since May on some types of coffee, and we reported on that before. There, the difference between Arabica and Robusto. Arabica is your South American good coffee. The Robusto comes out of Asia, you know, your Vietnamese blends. And Bridgestone Corporation and Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company announced higher charges for tires. Next PLC, the UK's second largest clothing retailer, said September 15th that selling prices will rise by 5 to 8% in 2011 because of the increasing price of cotton. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadsdenTees.com. That's GadsdenTees.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back into this news basket for a little bit of more Econo Day news here. This off of Bloomberg, continuing this article in regards to commodities. Coffee traded in New York rose to its highest price since 1997 on September the 8th. Rubber touched a 21-month high in April in Tokyo, and cotton reached a 15-year high in New York on September the 22nd. Food companies say they may absorb commodity gains instead of passing them on to consumers. Nod, nod, wink, wink. Said Evan Smith, who helps manage $2 billion at U.S. Global Investors, Inc. in San Antonio, Texas, quote, higher corn and wheat prices mean the buyers of those things, which is about bloody well everything in the grocery, isn't it? Consumer goods and food manufacturers will face some price margin compression, close quote, because of, quote, tough economic environment, he said. All right. Industrial commodity gains. While both the S&P GSCI and the Reuters Jefferies CRB Index of 19 commodities are a little changed this year, other gauges show something different. And it continues. Talks about the Reuters Jefferies CRB Spot Raw Industrials Index, which includes some goods that don't actively trade on exchanges, such as copper, scrap, burlap, and cattle hides. Well, yeah, I guess that doesn't really trade actively on the exchanges, of course, you know, without cattle hides, you wouldn't have shoes, rose 8.1% through September the 24th. That may signal an impending rally, said Chris Rupke. Buy copper scrap, buy burlap and cattle hides. There you go. It looks like we're poised to break out and go to all-time highs for commodity indexes, and that's going to bring in more buying, Rupke said. I don't know whether this is a PR spot for the commodities or what it is. He says he forecasts a 20% jump in the spot raw industrials index to a record within 3 to 6 months. Well, you might look at that. Put that in your portfolios. Burlap sacks, copper, and cattle hides. The S&P GSCI is the most widely tracked commodities index with $75 to $80 billion invested at the end of the first half, blah, blah, blah. International Monetary Fund forecast in July that global growth will slow to 4.3% in 2011 from 4.6% this year. All right. So all the rest of the world, you know, we see that, you know, Europe's like 1.4, we're at 1.2. All of the developing nations just seem to be percolating right along. Global growth in the neighborhood of 4.3%, 4.6%. And so we're being robbed, and we're sending our money there. And they're benefiting from it. Go figure, right? Equity. Social equity. The Eurozone may slow to 1.4% next year from 1.6% in 2010, while China's expansion may be 8.9%, down from the present 10%. And the U.S. will be at 2.5%, slipping from this year's 2.7%. As far as the idea of booming global growth, I just don't see it, Euro-Pacific Spento said. Oil traded, they talk about that and goes on. Slowing growth. Slowing growth has sapped a gain of as much as 6.5% in the MSCI World Index of Equities. Well, it just goes on. Talks about crop rallies and all other sorts of things in the article. Lengthy article. You can find it up on Bloomberg this morning. Found this one to be a little bit different because it starts off that way. It says this time different. Let's scroll up to it. Some of you may have heard about this panel, this NBER panel. Well, here's an article off Bloomberg. Sam Kennedy and Rich Miller collaboratively writing for Bloomberg. The panel of U.S. economists that calls the beginnings and the ends of recession. Remember from our discussion of economics so far back ago in the archives that we could probably have to scroll for an hour to find it. But we went through a whole series of stuff, readings out of economics textbooks. Well, there's this curve that goes up and down and up and down and up and down. And using either monetary policy or fiscal policy and injecting it at various places in the curve cycle, you can shorten the length of recessions, shorten the height of the boom. You can shorten the depth, lower the or raise the depth of the bust, that sort of thing. And that's what these people apparently are all about, all right, this panel of economists. So let's go into the article. It says, the panel of U.S. economists that calls the beginnings and ends of recession. Now, these are important people because we only have the two tools, fiscal policy and monetary policy. And so you've got to make your precision injections and interruptions well-timed. You need to be able to call the beginning and the end of these recessions. And like I said, apparently that's what these guys do. The average time between contractions might fall back towards its long-term average of about every 4 years. Wonder if that's tied to presidential election cycles, compared with about 8 years during the past two decades. It's really troubling that this is a combination of four. You know, that's presidential election cycles. Anyway, continuing down, said Robert C. Dahl, the chief equity strategist for BlackRock, Inc. in New York. Of course, you go to the United Nations Meditation Room, you can see a BlackRock in there, too. Go over to Aqaba in the Middle East, you'll see another big BlackRock, too. The cyclical recovery is underway now, but more recessions are down the line. I'll say it again. The cyclical recovery is underway now, but more recessions are down the line, Dahl said. Well, he says he's buying U.S. stocks because he doubts the economy will relapse in the immediate future. He is betting returns in the next decade will fall short of their traditional average gains of about 12%. This rebound, quote, is very different from other cycles, especially 1981 to 1982, when employment had grown vigorously by this time in the recovery. They're still saying that we have recovery going on here, said Robert Hall. Now, isn't this confusing? We have a Robert Dahl and we have a Robert Hall. I wonder how long they had to look to find these two blokes. He's a Stanford University economic professor who heads the National Bureau of Economic Research's Business Cycle Dating Committee. Every dating committee. I wonder if they published the list. And an important reason is that I wonder if Timmy Geithner gets a date very often out of this cycle. I don't know. National Bureau of Economic Research's Business Cycle Dating Committee. Wow. An important reason is that changes in the financial system resulting from the crisis, a factor absent in recovery since the Depression, have hindered expansion by limiting the supply of credit. That sounds like monetary policy to me. The worst recession since the 1930s ended in June 2009, the committee said on September the 20th. Of course, they keep saying that. More people will believe it. I don't believe it at all. At the same time, the panel did not conclude that economic conditions since that month have been favorable or that the economy has returned to operating at normal capacity, according to a statement. That, I guess, makes you wonder, where does the recovery start? How did they notice that there was a recovery? When is it going to boom? When is it going to bust? Consumers are cutting back on spending to reduce debt and build savings. We've been saying that all along. You don't have any money to spend. You surely can't spend any money and build their savings. Well, maybe. And banks are reluctant to lend. Talked about a friend of mine, bean farmer, still needs $30,000, needs it in a hurry. Anybody out there want to get involved with organic soybeans, let me know. Send me an email, bvlhost@centurytel.net. Want to get some good bean ground? Get in on a good deal, cheap, 30 grand, cheap, it's out there. Anyway, there's going to be a lot more farmers like him, too, looking for some money. Why? Because the banks are reluctant to lend. While policymakers have little room to assist growth because they've cut the interest rates to near zero and pushed budget deficits to record highs. And this morning, the two-year bond yield 0.43%. That is cutting the interest rates. The benchmark rate is 0.25%, prime at 3.25%, yeah. Interest rates are low, that's no doubt about it. Such imbalances, however, leave economies that rely on leverage and credit, such as the U.S., less resilient to shocks, making them unusually vulnerable to the risks of recession. So I guess they're not helping us now, are they? We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back to this article once again, you know, just trying to measure what's happening in the U.S. economy here in the world economy off of Bloomberg. If they don't know in New York, who's going to know, huh? Such imbalances, they say, leave economies that rely on leverage and credit, such as the U.S., less resilient to shocks, making them unusually vulnerable to the risk of recessions at a time when their economic growth is already near, quote-unquote, stall speed. That's out of PIMCO's mouth this morning. Even investors with well-diversified portfolios and appropriate risk management techniques can expect greater volatility, with returns shrinking to between 3 and 5% in the current economic cycle compared with 6% historically. That PIMCO pimp said, of course, you get involved with gold and silver, you won't have that problem. Silver's probably going to rock the socks. Gold this morning up $308.10 year to year for a 31.10% return on your investment. Yeah, anyway, hunkering down, his outlook was borne out in quarterly poll this month of 1,408 global investors, analysts, and traders who subscribed to the Bloomberg magazine. More than 40% of those surveyed are still hunkering down, while one in three has taken on more risk. The rest said they're returning to normal. That gives you an idea of where they're going. Given these conditions, stock investors should be wary of pursuing a buy-and-hold strategy, Akuthon said. Who is Akuthon? Lakshman Akuthon, managing director of Economic Cycle Research in New York. I'm sure all of you went to a school with a young boy named Lakshman Akuthan. I know I must have. I just can't remember ever meeting anybody with a name like that. Where did these guys come from? Anyway, major equity bear markets are associated with recessions, so it follows that there are more frequent recessions. There would also be more cyclical bear markets. That will demand the ability to ride the cycle in both directions. Well, that's probably where we're going to be going, riding bicycles. Here's an interesting piece of information. The very last sentence of this article is the clue. I'm going to give that to you first so that if we lose interest before we get there, we'll at least have the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. All right, keep this in mind. Here's the bottom line of this lengthy article. Nobody can tell me who owns my mortgage, he said. All right, that's the bottom line. Nobody can tell me who owns my mortgage, he said. Now, for all of those of you out there that pay attention to the alternative media, you've been listening. There are many people out there, legal beagles, legal researchers, that are challenging the status quo, and they're asking you to demand a wet ink signature mortgage before you get foreclosed and before you pay anything to these banking fraudsters, right? Because nobody can show you who owns the mortgage. Well, now it's making mainstream. Foreclosure flaws may delay recovery by slowing the home price fall. This article off Bloomberg, Bob Ivry, Prashant Gopal, and Jody Shen collaboratively writing. Took a lot of people to write this article, apparently. Howard Cohen, oh my God, Howard Cohen, Cohenim here, hasn't paid the loan on his Tukwila, Washington home in a year. And when he heard that Ally Financial Inc.'s GMAC mortgage unit was suspending foreclosures evictions in 23 states, it gave him hope. Yeah. Maybe I'll stay in my house, too, said Cohen, a 57-year-old commercial loan broker, and I can imagine that he's probably not from Ireland. An employee of Ally's GMAC unit said in a December 2009 disposition that he signed thousands of foreclosure documents without verifying their accuracy. Attorneys general in Iowa, Illinois, and Texas are investigating. If uncovering such deficiencies halts thousands of pending foreclosures or renders void those that have already taken place, including repossessions of homes that have been resold, it could snarl courts for years and further postpone a recovery that can't happen until real estate prices find a bottom, said Stuart Soft, partner at the New York-based Dewey and LeBouf LLP. Until home values start to rise, buyers will stay away, he said. Let's go back up and get that opening sentence on that paragraph one more time. If uncovering such deficiency halts thousands of pending foreclosures or renders void those that have already taken place, including repossessions of homes that have been resold, it could snarl the courts for years. Gosh, that's got to be the best news all week. You can't get the economy moving until this whole situation gets straightened out, Soft said. Until we find the actual level of proper pricing, housing problems will persist. Dragging out foreclosures doesn't help. No one can say how widespread the practice has been. Bank of America Corporation, Cohen's mortgage servicer, hasn't reported any irregularities. Yet, quote, the suspicion is that there might have been shortcuts taken by every mortgage servicer who had extraordinary numbers of foreclosure documents to go through, said Rick Sharga, the senior vice president at Realty Track, Inc., a housing data provider in Irvine, California. Dan B. Fromm. Wouldn't be Squeaky Fromm's brother, would it? A Bank of America spokesman declined a comment. All right. The servicer squeeze. Maybe we need to go back and look at that mortgage again. The death of the other party. Mortgage. Mortgage. Mortmain. The death. Death man. Death gauge. Mortgage. Mortgage is only good while both parties exist. prove one of the two parties doesn't exist. The mortgage goes bye-bye. These guys are in trouble. Mortgages, huh? A J.P. Morgan Chase & Company executive also said she signed thousands of foreclosure documents on the bank's behalf without personally checking loan records, according to a deposition she made in a court case in Palm Beach, Florida in May. Thomas Kelly, a J.P. Morgan spokesman, declined to comment. Mortgage servicers collect payments from borrowers and handle foreclosures. Adding staff, as GMAC says it's doing, will raise their costs, and any slowing of the legal process would further pinch them because they're required to pay property taxes and insurance up front when borrowers stop paying, as well as maintenance costs on uninhabited homes that have been seized. Now, of course, we've been talking about the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts, especially their International Property Maintenance Code, and that understanding that your local code official can act as basically the judge, the juror, the lawmaker, and the cop, making determinations about the fitness and the soundness, the safe and sound condition of your property. All of these houses all across America falling into disrepair on uninhabited homes, maybe a little broken glass here, maybe a dented gutter or downspout, perhaps some leaves in the downspout over here, could trigger $200, $300, $400, $500 a day, depending on what town or city you live in, of fines levied against the property and hasten the tax sale for failure to pay these penalties for keeping your house properly maintained. I think the banks may be very much rue the day that they got on board with FEMA in advancing that process. The ultimate cost of the delays may also add to the losses for mortgage bond investors. These all these people that got involved in these, you know, derivatives. For the mortgage bond investors and companies such as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the government-supported mortgage financing firms. So just when Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac might have been able to see a little bit of daylight, here comes the deluge of court snarls with people saying, hey, wait a minute, who owns my mortgage? If you can't show me that wet ink signature note there, Bubba, buzz off, all right? Then that's a real problem. I hate to see people skating on mortgages, wouldn't you? Maybe sticking it to the banks. Anyway, about 2 million houses will be seized by lenders through 2011. According to Mark Zondi, 2 million houses. All right. Chief economist at Moody's Analytics, Inc. in Westchester, Pennsylvania, said GMAC is the fifth largest U.S. mortgage servicer. This is Jorge Bush's ownership society, remember? They're going to have an ownership society. Well, who owns you now? GMAC is the fifth largest U.S. mortgage servicer with 4.7% of the market, according to National Mortgage News. Here's another quote. Preserving the integrity of the foreclosure process is of utmost importance. I'll say it again. Preserving the integrity of the foreclosure process is of utmost importance. What does that tell you? That tells you that the banks are going to go deep with these mortgage companies, and you're going to have a real hard time getting any justice out of this justice system. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
So although this article has, you know, the same kind of a thread that we've been hearing for a couple of months in the alternative media, this is certainly something to take note of when it comes up on the home page, the front page of Bloomberg. This is a real issue, a real story, and it's going viral. All right. Let's continue. Again, preserving the integrity of the foreclosure process is of the utmost importance. GMAC said in a September the 24th statement, quote, regrettably, a procedural error was found to have occurred in certain affidavits required in certain states. All right, procedure error makes it like null and void. If you don't have your paperwork in order, the judge ought to tell you to take your paperwork home, figure out what you've done wrong, and come back to court. And if they can't come back legally, lawfully, and orderly with all their evidence in hand, come back to court, they cannot. And that means you walk on that mortgage, all right? Let's go into it a little bit further here. The error is not related to the accuracy of the underlying transaction or the ultimate decisions to have exercised the foreclosure proceedings. And that, friends, is debatable in a court of law. Direct personal knowledge, the quote-unquote error was the failure to sign the documents in the presence of a notary public or signing them without direct personal knowledge of all the information, GMAC. You might as well practice your origami, GMAC, because the paper that you got on this mortgage isn't worth the time of day. Failed to sign in the presence of a notary and signing them without direct personal knowledge is fraud, folks. Fraudulent behavior here. The U.S. government, which has been pressing lenders to reduce foreclosures, why? What is the deal here? Is this, a chicken in every pot? A house for, you know, for every people in the house? Everybody's got a car in their yard. Everybody's got the four-star, appliances in their home. And it's all on what? On the taxpayer's back? Come on. I mean, when are the handouts going to stop? The U.S. government, which has been pressing lenders to reduce foreclosures as evictions hit record level, what is this, a PR job? Owns 56% of the Detroit-based Ally. The U.S. government owns 56%. The company, formerly known as GMAC Inc., it's Ally's, A-L-L-Y, Ally, almost, with an E would have been better, but Ally, I guess, has benefited from more than $17 billion of bailouts. Servius Capital Management LP, a New York-based buyout firm, holds about 15% of Cerberus Capital Management. The trouble started with an increase in the originations in 2000. Again, Jorge Bush, you know, everybody's got a house, got to get all them illegals undercover, especially of riskier loans. As Wall Street devised ways to bundle mortgages into securities, it sold to investors around the world. This is the derivatives we're talking about here. From 2002 until 2007, $18.2 trillion worth of mortgages were originated, and I'll just add, fraudulently, compared with $7.7 trillion in the previous 6 years, according to data compiled by Inside Mortgage Finance, an industry newsletter in Bethesda, Maryland. Postponing your price declines? Subprime mortgages given to borrowers with bad or incomplete credit histories accounted for $2.5 trillion of the loans in the latter part of the decade, compared with about $840 billion from 1996 to 2001. Inside Mortgage Finance, it's another one of these companies, those said that those borrowers have defaulted at almost four times the rate as homeowners with prime loans. It'd take almost a year to sell all the homes already on the market, according to the Chicago-based National Association of Realtors. I tell you, folks, later this week, when all the housing data comes out again, keep this article in mind. Right. It'd take almost a year to sell all the homes already on the market, like the one right next door to me and the two up the street. According to the Chicago-based National Association of Realtors, another 3.5 years of supply of homes will be up for sale at distressed prices in the next 3 years as a result of foreclosures, according to RealtyTrack. You think there's going to be some new buyers or some new builders? I don't think so. I don't think so. Well, they're building all right. We're going to have to get to that article in a moment as we find out how the Jewish settlers are appropriating more Palestinian land. But here in the United States, it could take years just to get all this mess straightened out. If legal delays keep homes off the market, home prices will stay higher in the next 2 years than they would had the foreclosures proceed. All right, so all of the houses will get listed at a price that's higher than what they'll ever sell for. All of the tax assessors all across America will continue to be able to bilk you out of more and more property taxes because the house prices haven't been adjusted. I think it's time for you to attend your tax hearings if they come up again. I'm certainly keeping my eyes peeled in the newspaper. I don't think my house is worth anywhere near what the county thinks it is, and the county doesn't think it's worth much because we live in southwest Missouri. This is Depression Central. Anyway, even without delays, home values may have another 3 years to go before what? Bouncing back up. Why would they bounce back up? If it takes that long, if it takes 3 years before we can get out of this mess, the new construction ought to be just about flat to zero. A lot of contractors will be selling their pickup trucks and their ladders. More litigation? Two senior executives at mortgage servicers said their companies were bracing for more legal action contesting foreclosures because of the press attention. All right, we need to keep the pressure on, folks. The executives requested anonymity because they weren't authorized to speak. Okay. They're bracing for more legal action, contesting foreclosures. I mean, somebody's going to have to fast-track the paperwork. I think Alfred Adesk and his returning guest are getting real close to having the verbiage correct. I hope that somebody gets this fast-tracked and gets it up on the Internet so that you know how to argue your foreclosure by yourself. I anticipate some people I know, possibly myself, are going to be involved in reopening these cases to get money for people who can't get their houses back, said Richard Burton, a Miami attorney who started the Foreclosure Project LLC. I'll say it again. I anticipate some people I know, obviously his clients, possibly myself, he says, are going to be involved in reopening these cases to get money for people who can't get their houses back. In other words, we're going to start going back into some of these foreclosures. We're going to go back into some of these repossessions, and we're going to start revisiting this. This thing could blow sky high. Burton said he expects that a class action suit will be filed against GMAC and other lenders seeking damages and to stop foreclosures. GMAC hasn't stopped foreclosures, only evictions related to them. Anybody who is, this is important, now listen to this one. Anybody who's foreclosing in a judicial state, everybody knows about the de jure and the de facto. Alfred Adesk on another network has been teaching on the difference between this state and the state, two different entities. But here, they're saying this, anybody who's foreclosing in a judicial state, you think you got your sovereignty hat on, you got your three-corner hat ready to go? You got your 50 caliber black powder rifle, Bushwe, you got your buckskins on. Anyway, anybody who's foreclosing in a judicial state is going to be dotting their I's and crossing their T's and then checking, double-checking, and triple-checking everything, close quote. Glenn Schultz, the head of residential mortgage bond research at Wells Fargo's securities unit, said in a telephone interview, in the so-called judicial states, lenders must appear before a judge who approves foreclosures. Now, this gets to be a real nasty bucket of fish because these judges are on the take. And unless you have your paperwork perfect, unless your papers are in order, please, they'll side on the side of the mortgage companies against you. Inbox filled up with mortgage bonds. Servicers would continue advancing interest and principal payments to investors, first helping junior-ranked investors and then hurting the holders of senior bonds as servicers recoup those funds out of their foreclosure proceeds. We'll be back right after this break. Stay with us. Much more to come.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. months. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The Sunflow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cpanel.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, or Moon Day, September the 27th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Casting off the shoreline, moving into our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First hour, lots of financial news. Continuing a little bit further here, which I consider to be a very important article. You know, you can expect something like this on Zero Hedge or any of the other blogs out there, but to get it on front page Bloomberg News, I think is important. Let's pay attention. We're talking about fraud inside of the mortgage system. A lot of these foreclosures out there, millions and millions of people have been fraudulently foreclosed upon. They don't have the note, folks. They don't have the note. They don't have the wet ink signature on the note and the mortgage. And that means they lose, you win. All right? But they don't want you to know that. So anyway, let's continue along. I mean, this is like playing Monopoly, and you get, you know, get $200 and get to pass, what, go get out of jail free card or something? I don't remember how that game goes, but it's on that order. All right? I mean, I don't like to see anybody, you know, getting something, so to speak, for free. But you really, what are you really getting in the end of the at the end of the day? You know, you still owe, the state still owns the house. It's just all of the investors that bought these derivatives, they get the shaft. A lot more banks are going to go out of business. Of course, you know, we shouldn't lose too much sleep over that. But there are bankers out there that are involved in this as well. Maybe they were trying to do the right thing, trying to make a loan, you know. And anyway, it all got bundled up in these derivatives, and there's just nothing out there except for fraud, fraudulent dealing and misdealing. So it's hard to say, you know, where the hankies are going to ring, but there's lots of people that are out on the street. There's lots of these people living underneath the bridges, you know, these tent people living out in California and elsewhere, people living in the brown fields, people living up on rooftops, everybody packing in with their brothers, their sons, their mothers, their fathers, and the rest of it. This could be quite a catalyst in the weeks and the months coming forward. There's a new thing on the horizon to watch, increased judicial activism. Let's get that whole paragraph one more time. Still, while Schutz says his inbox filled up immediately after Ally made the announcement last week that it was suspending evictions. Suspending evictions. For those of you out there that are worried about getting thrown out of your home, relax. Enjoy the holidays. Have your children go to school. It may be a long time. Foreclosure timelines have already gotten so long, I'm not sure how much of an overall impact this is going to have as far as bondholders are concerned, close quote, he said. There are lots of people going on in here, the bondholders, the banks, the lenders, of course, and the people. Many hands in this puzzle, the mortgage. You live on, possession being 9 points in the law. I would suggest, hey, why not new carpets for the living room, honey? At the same time, there's a new thing on the horizon to watch. Increased judicial activism. Increased judicial activism for all of the legal beagles out there, you know, Randy Kelton and the bunch. For all the people out there that have gone to the mat and learned, you know, their... taken to heart the discussion we've had here about paralegal, you know, legal writing and research for the paralegal. Something new on the horizon to watch. Increased judicial activism. Burn them down in their own courtroom with their little gold-fringed floggy. In judicial states, the average time between borrowers falling behind and sales of their properties has climbed to almost 25 months, from less than 18 months at the start of 2007, according to data compiled by AustinTex-based Amherst Securities Group. This timeline grew in other states to 19 months from 14 months, the data show. Well, it may not be time for carpeting, but it'll certainly be time for some judicial activism. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find outboard. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So closing out this lengthy article on Bloomberg, of course you can find the article up on Bloomberg this morning. It's all about foreclosures. Just type foreclosures into the search box on Bloomberg or look on the homepage. You'll find it right off the bat. Again, lack of staffing, you know, it's always, you know, same kind of a story you hear from government. You know, they're overworked, they're underpaid, and, you know, that's the way it goes. The increasing time between default and foreclosure may embolden more homeowners to stop paying their bills, said Cameron Findlay, chief economist at thelendingtree.com in Irvine, California. Overwhelmed lenders are likely to address the worst cases first, leaving many delinquent borrowers in their homes for longer periods of time. We set precedent here. If we set case precedent here, there are a lot of people out there that may never, ever, ever have to walk away from their homes or pay any more on their mortgages. Wow. One issue is the lack of staffing all along the mortgage pipeline. said Lucy Griffin, president of Voluntary Compliance Resources in Reston, Virginia, which does legal compliance training for mortgage lenders. I don't imagine they've had very many graduates in the last 4 or 5 years at their company. I see this as a symptom of the emphasis on getting this product in the books. Let's look at that again. I see this as a symptom of the emphasis on getting the product in the books. Of course, the bank is one entity that's interested in getting this product on the books. Of course, the realtors, they're interested in getting the product on the books as well. But so is your local justice company, the Justice Corporation that occupies your county courthouse on tax dollar expense, all right? They can hardly wait to put these actions, they can hardly wait to monetize these actions themselves. They're in the business for profit. This is good news for Judgeland, all right? Good news for Judgeland. They don't have the necessary personnel. Cohen, this is where we now close the article. Cohen, the homeowner who is 12 months behind on his mortgage payment, said he's trying to negotiate a loan modification. He anticipates difficulties down the road. Quote unquote, now, this is how we began it. Nobody can tell me who owns my mortgage. Nobody can tell me who owns my mortgage. If they can't tell you who owns your mortgage, honey, you walk free. Wall Street misses as public stresses over jobs, not misdeeds. Listen carefully. The snow job is gaining speed. We're about ready to make Frosty the Snowman out of this one. By Michael White, September the 26th, New News. The public's attention span may be too short to help. Now, they're going to talk about the movies. I'm not going to talk about the film long. But the public's attention span may be too short, the article begins, to help Oliver Stone's Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, the sequel to the 1987 movie that popularized the expression, greed is good. We couldn't care less for the movie. Let's go down a little further in the article. Some very salient points here. Public frustration has moved on from Wall Street bankers, you know, Lloyd Blankfein and the bunch, Jamie Dimon. Public frustration has moved on from Timmy Geithner and Benjamin Bernanke, has moved on from Wall Street bankers since the crisis 2 years ago, and now is focused on the pace of recovery and unemployment, except for here on Become Vocal Local. People are more concerned about making ends meet than the financier's misdeeds. I still think we need some good hemp rope, don't you? How about a palace of justice made out of Missouri oak, hewn from the timbers by the Swedish masters of the broad axe and broad hatchet? Said Lee Ohanian, O-H-A-N-I-A-N. Tell me he's an Irishman. An economics professor at the University of California at Los Angeles. Here's a quote. The public in general has a very short memory. Does that describe you, my friends? I hope not. Ohanian said in an interview, more concern has shifted from bankers to what appears to be chronic problems in the economy and political leaders. Of course, that's what the 2-year and 4-year election cycles are all about. And that's what, the CNBC, I guess, and Fox News and all those are about too. The public in general has a very short memory. So instead of crucifying the bankers and the insurance companies for the bailout, people are now worried about making ends meet. The opening wasn't spectacular, they say about the movie, but was decent. Who cares? Who cares? Let me pull down just a little bit through this. If I can't find something good, yeah. Markets climbed steadily higher after the 1987 crash again. This is after he put out his first movie, Gecko, I guess. Markets climbed steadily higher after the 1987 crash and the impact on most consumers was mild compared to the global downturn that began 2 years ago, UCLA's Ohanian said, quote, "Things aren't returning to normal so quickly now," Ohaney said. "Today, people are still saying, I want answers to what went on and how it will be handled in the future." While unemployment and the slow recovery are still making headlines, the public retains an appetite for beating up bankers who bear some responsibility for the crisis, some, and its aftermath, said Rui Teixeira, a senior fellow at Washington-based Center for the American Progress, a research organization led by John Podesta, an economics advisor to the usurper's administration. Quote, "That kind of thing just infuriates people," Teixeira said in an interview. Quote, "It doesn't seem fair that they're making out like bandits." Well, the problem is that they are bandits. Wall Street, gangster banksters, and they need to be stopped, and some might even need to dance on a rope if there's any equity left in this world. Very interesting broadcast over the weekend. I don't know whether anyone caught it or not. Jimmy X and Sean doing a wonderful expose on the idea. This article, I found a related article, Congressman calls for schools to promote the agenda of climate change and population limitation. This posted Thursday, September the 23rd, by a Mark O'Malley. Starts off this way. Representative John Sarbanes told CNSNews.com that at a sustainability education summit hosted by the U.S. Education Department on Tuesday, that environmental education in schools can promote the agenda of climate change and population growth through the influence it has on children. And of course, I always like to go right back to the source documents when I can. This, coming out in 2010, we'll go to 1992 and look at chapter 36 of Agenda 21. Be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult.
With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You know, you can call it all manner and sundry of things, you know, synchronicity or what have you. But listen again, and I've shared with this with you several times out of a book. This is just a, you know, small paperback size publication. It is in basic cardstock cover. This is titled Fatherland, A Study of Authoritarianism in the German Family by Bertram Schaffner, M.D. Bought a big box of books at a auction, farm auction one time. And down in the bottom, tucked away, wouldn't you know, was this little book, just waiting for me to have it in my possession so I could share it with you on the air. So many of my books have come to me that way, out of the blue, at the right time, with the right message. This, out of the University Microfilms, Inc., subsidiary of the Xerox Corporation, 1966, reprinted by the permission of Columbia University Press, New York, originally copyrighted in 1948 by the Columbia University Press. Of course, that's where Amitai Etzioni, the guru of communitarianism in America, went to school for a while after being berserkly, California, elsewhere. But again, I'll just share a little bit out of this book so that you understand what's going down here. But basically, during the recent war years, and they say recent war years in 1948 because they're talking about World War II, the American people were faced with the knowledge that we did not know enough to estimate either the strengths or the weaknesses of our enemies or the strengths or weaknesses of our allies. And they're talking about Germany here, specifically. See, we had this information control division that was set up in occupied Germany. In October 1945, a small consultation center for the selection of German personnel was established in the United States zone in Germany. It was part of the Information Control Division and was known as the ICD Screening Center, and the details of its operations are described in the text of Dr. Schaffner's book. Schaffner, S-C-H-A-F-F-N-E-R. Don't imagine he's an Irish fellow. The center was closed in August of 1946. During the period of its operation, it offered a unique opportunity for psychiatric examinations of the Germans. All right? And this is some of the study here. This off pages 4 and 5, really early in. Indoctrination begins in the child's earliest training, Schaffner writes. The emotional potency of ideals is derived from the sanction given them in the first few years of life. The family prepares the child for its place in a social system. It is the family which is the psychological agent, we might say change agent, of society. The study of the development of the child, therefore, helps us to understand the mechanisms at work in the adult in the larger, excuse me, quote-unquote, family life of the nation. I'm just going to jump ahead. We must acknowledge the importance of the historical, geographic and economic factors which leave their imprint on every culture over the centuries, but this study is concentrated on the psychological forces and the interpersonal relations in the German family and German society as they exist today, as they function to prepare the child for his role as an adult in the fatherland, the homeland, I guess you could say, in America. We must know these factors before we can answer the next question. Where can we interrupt the circle of German education? At what stage in a young German's life should we intervene in order to exert the greatest influence in changing the character of the course of character formation today? Shall we meet the citizen of tomorrow for the first time when he comes into school or into the kindergarten? Is that too late in his life? Or should we meet his father and mother instead while he is still an infant in arms? Or perhaps even before he has been born? At what point can we make the most significant interruption in the psychological vicious circle? Family, society, society, family. Now let's go to chapter 36, right out of Agenda 21. In the introduction, 36.1, I've shared with you this before. Education, raising of public awareness and training are linked to virtually every area of Agenda 21, and even more closely to the ones on meeting basic needs, capacity building, data and information science, and the role of major groups. And now jump back over to this article about this Sustainability Education Summit, where Sarbanes-Oxley said, quote, "If we can provide them with a framework and help promote educational opportunities in the beginning, as I said, at the earliest stages, they'll just grab hold of it and take it from there. So in a sense, it's a wonderful partnership where the adults can create this policy framework and help support it with grant funding and other kinds of initiatives. And then the young people are going to take that, and they're the ones that are really going to push it to the next level." And let's look at how they finance these various agendas. In the means of implementation, 36.6 through 36.7, they say, "In the light of country-specific situations, more support for education, training, and public awareness activities related to environment and development could be provided in appropriate cases through such measures as the following: giving higher priority to those sectors in the budget allocations, protecting them from structural cutting requirements, B, shifting allocations within existing education budgets in favor of primary education with focus on environment and development, C, promoting conditions where a larger share of the cost is borne by local communities, with rich communities assisting poorer ones, D, obtaining additional funds from private donors concentrating on the poorer countries and those with rates of literacy below 40%, E, encouraging debt for education swaps, F, lifting restrictions on private schools and increasing the flow of funds from and to non-governmental organizations, including small-scale grassroots organizations, G, promoting the effective use of existing facilities, for example, for multiple school shifts, fuller development of open universities and other long-distance teaching, call that internet schools, H, facilitating low-cost or no-cost use of mass media for the purpose of education." Well, I'm going to have to repeat that one again. "Facilitating low-cost or no-cost use of mass media for the purpose of education." Call that propaganda. That's a Catholic Church technology there. "Encouraging twinning of universities in developed and developing countries." Those are your sister cities and sister universities. Okay? So in this particular chapter, then, we're going to find that what is being asked for by Sarbanes and the bunch at their Sustainability Education Summit is simply the implementation of Chapter 36 of Agenda 21. It's titled Promoting Education, Public Awareness, and Training. Once again, here's another erudite little tidbit. While basic education provides the underpinning for any environmental and developmental education, the latter needs to be incorporated as an essential part of learning. Both formal education and non-formal education are indispensable to changing people's attitudes. Changing people's attitudes. Right around the corner in a little red schoolhouse near you.
Talk radio online worldwide at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we've returned once again looking into Chapter 36 out of Agenda 21. I don't know, this is probably the most read book on this broadcast, but it's one that we all should have in our libraries by now, I would hope, or you found it on the Internet and you have it readily bookmarked and are working your way through all of these 94 pages in length. It's a difficult read. It's a boring read. It's a repetitive read, but it's a read worth doing, in my opinion. Because it does lay out the agenda for the 21st century, and it lays it out very well. To be effective, again, this is out of 36.3, To be effective, environment and development education should deal with the dynamics of both the physical, biological, and the socioeconomic environment and human, which may include spiritual, they say, parenthetically, development. Should be integrated in all disciplines and should employ formal and non-formal methods and effective means of communication. Dropping back down in here to the article, asking whether or not global warming is a threat and should it be taught in schools. But he continues, this is Sarbanes speaking, I mean, for example, that the National Audubon Society has an initiative now where they're highlighting the fact that state birds all across the country are actually migrating out of the states that they're the state bird of because the climate is changing, said Sarbanes. Quote, well, a young person's going to understand that if they're engaged in environmental education. So it's going to give a rise to awareness of climate change that in turn, I think, can make them stewards, stakeholders in policy changes we have to make to try and address climate change going forward. And so another wonderful result that you can yield if you do this environmental education. All right. Here we go, 36.D, to promote integration of environment and development concepts, including demography, in all educational programs. In particular, the analysis of causes of major environment and developmental issues in a local context, drawing on the best available scientific evidence, such as was exposed with the East Anglia emails, and other appropriate sources of knowledge, and giving special emphasis to the further training of decision makers at all levels. It seems Sarbanes here has been reading Chapter 36 in Agenda 21. All countries are encouraged to include or to endorse the recommendations of the Jomteen Conference. That would be the World Conference on Education for All, Meeting Basic Learning Needs, Jomteen Thailand. March the 5th through the 9th of 1990, and to strive to ensure its framework for action. This would encompass the preparation of national strategies and actions for meeting the basic learning needs, universalizing access, and promoting equity. Equity, the absence of law, check out that equity word, broadening the means and the scope of education, developing a supporting policy context, mobilizing resources and strengthening international cooperation to redress existing economic, social, and gender disparities which interfere with these aims. Continuing, non-governmental organizations can make an important contribution in designing and implementing educational programs and should be recognized. Of course, here in our article, we find the National Audubon Society prominently featured. Government should strive to update or prepare strategies aimed at integrating environment and development as a cross-cutting issue into education at all levels within the next 3 years. So you can see that they're well behind in their development agenda. Countries are encouraged to set up national advisory environmental education coordinating bodies or roundtables representative of various environmental, developmental, educational, gender, and other interests, including non-governmental organizations, that would be NGOs, to encourage partnerships, that's your public-private partnership, to help mobilize resources and provide a source of information and focal point for international ties. All right, this is pluralism on steroids. Pluralism, to be sure. Go right back to the We Can End Poverty 2015 Millennium Development Goals. Here we are, just September 20th through 22nd. You know, it was pretty well highlighted by the discussion of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad railing against the United States for its complicity in the commission of the high crimes, treason, and murder visited upon the United States on September the 11th, 2001, by the Bush administration and their cohorts in Israel, in my opinion. But, nevertheless, everyone focuses on Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and we forget all about the Millennium Development Goals. Goal number 3 again, raised a little hair in the chat and raised a little hair in my email box, but I'm going to cover this topic anyway. Again, Target, eliminate gender disparity in primary and secondary education, preferably by 2005, and in all levels of education no later than 2015. And a back jump over here to chapter 36, Agenda 21. Efforts should focus on reducing the high illiteracy levels and redressing the lack of basic education among women, and should bring their literacy levels into line with those of men. You just go back and forth between these documents because they're basically all the same. Where do we stand? Gender gaps in access to education have narrowed, but disparities remain high in university level education in some developing regions. All right, and then we have this idea of sister cities and sister universities. Open access, free university education for all, right? Except for the people that pay the taxes that built the universities. Girls enrollment, they misspelled the word enrollment, by the way. Girls enrollment ratio in primary and secondary schools have significantly increased in recent years. Nevertheless, the 2005 target was missed and major challenges remain, with large inequality gaps in primary education in Oceania, Sub-Saharan Africa, and Western Asia. Dropping down a bit, despite progress made, men continue to outnumber women in paid employment. I'm not going to open that can of worms again this morning. Cost me hours in the email box. What is work, they say? Providing secondary school stipends for girls in Bangladesh. The female secondary school stipend program in Bangladesh has provided money directly to girls and their families to cover tuition and other costs on the condition that they enroll in secondary school and remain unmarried until the age of 18. How's that getting into somebody's life, huh? By 2005, girls accounted for 56% of the secondary school enrollment, so they went by the boys. This is how you empower women in the 21st century. This is why the United Nations Agenda 21 document is focused entirely upon women, children, and indigenous people. Get rid of the man altogether. Furthering women's empowerment in Mexico. Mexico has developed an innovative program called the Generosidad that awards a gender equality seal or a gender equity seal to private firms. Seals are granted through an independent evaluation that assesses a company's achievement of specific standards related to gender equity, including recruitment, career advancement, training, and reducing sexual harassment. Similar initiatives have been launched in Brazil, Costa Rica, and Egypt. You know, the BRIC countries. British. Indeed. I misspoke there, but I was... Why not? Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Setting a gender quota for parliament in Kyrgyzstan or something like that. In 2005, there were no women in the Kyrgyz parliament. And only one woman in a cabinet position. Well, you know, as happens. Even if you have to hit it from time to time. In 2007, a nationwide discussion facilitated by the UN Development Program, the UNDP, a 30% gender quota was enshrined in the election laws. All right? So whether you're qualified to serve or unqualified to serve, we shall, by God, have 30% females in our parliament in Kyrgyzstan. Well... What is the undoing? The undoing of the world, the unpopulation fund. That's called population reduction, by the way. The UN Population Fund and the UN's Population Children's Population Fund, that would be UNICEF, are working in a joint program to reduce female genital mutilation and cutting by 40%. It's unbelievable the things they focus on. Firewood, rape, wood stoves, chimneys for kitchens, you know. Women are slowly gaining political power, mainly thanks to quotas and special measures. We have Nancy Pelosi. Yelena Kagan. Catherine Sebelius. Janet Napolitano. Janet Reno. Progress, growth, and change. How progressive. We'll be back.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And, of course, Monday wouldn't be Moon Day without dropping trow and mooning the Norwich plagiarist. Let's jump across the puddle and take a look at this bunch of disastrous folk. You can find it on the web. I did, accidentally. I was doing a little web search on Vocal Local, and what do you know? I come up with this clown, this bunch over in Norwich, up near Cromer in England. Anyway, you can find it for yourself. I hate to even let you know where it is, but it's over there. They go, you go vocallocal.co.uk, and you come up with this bunch of creeps. Keeping my mouth as clean as I can because I'm really incensed about this. But anyway, these people have basically taken over my show name, and they are building a little program of sustainable mercenaries right where they are, in jolly old England, about 110 miles from Captain Proton. Anyway, we talked a little bit about this on Friday. What is common purpose, okay? We're going to try and get the author of these documents on air with us, Brian, and we'll talk about that later. I haven't made communication connection with him yet, but when I do, I think he'll probably have a lot to say to our audience. Maybe we could even entice him to spend an hour or so of his time with us here one morning. But common purpose, what is common purpose? Well, this is the idea of promoting education, public awareness, and training right out of Agenda 21, and it's being brought to a county in England. Anyway, jolly old Common Purpose, again, is a fraudulent educational charity. This is right off of the StopCP.com website, the CP mind map. You can see it yourself. It's up in the top right corner. Just click on that. Start here. StopCP.com. StopCP.com. That's CP is for Common Purpose. Common Purpose is a fraudulent educational charity acting as a change agent. Okay, remember, to encourage partnerships, non-governmental organizations to help mobilize resources and provide a source of information and a focal point for international entities. Well, here's one of them, Common Purpose. You know, I come out every day, you know, as the nemesis of globalism, encouraging people to become vocal local and to block the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. And I guess these Norwich plagiarists have been listening to the broadcast because that's what they've done. They've set up the whole thing here, only they are pro-sustainable development. So we've got an axe to grind across the pond. Common Purpose is a fraudulent educational charity acting as a change agent being used to recruit and train the commissars and apparatchiks needed to implement the British government's hidden New World Order communitarian agenda. Common Purpose hates having people discuss it like we're doing right now. And then they ask for a donation to keep the website going. Okay, Britain's 2010s. We're living at a particularly momentous time in history. In order to understand what is happening in Britain in 2010, you need to know about four things. You need to know about the New World Order, he says. Right on, right on. Number two, the United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Plan. That's what we share with you every day. A political philosophy called communitarianism. All right, Lark in Dallas. Frequent caller and broadcast. All about it. Nikki Rapana, all about it. Communitarianism. And a fake charity named Common Purpose. These four things are linked together. This website will help you to join the dots or connect the dots. And then it continues. We talked a little bit about it in the past. Agenda 21. United Nations Local Agenda 21 Program for Sustainable Development is the smoking gun for the New World Order. Of course, we had Michael Shaw on the broadcast talking about ICLEI, the implementation in the towns and cities all across America and around the world. Of course, we talked with Michael Kaufman about the rewilding of America. Adopted by all member nations in 1992, this is the model for redesigning a communitarian world. If you're like a lot of people who sense something is very wrong, if you're looking for a concrete, irrefutable evidence for the New World Order in your neighborhood, nothing comes close to asking your local officials about local Agenda 21. This is why you become vocal local and how to do it. Even your state representatives will cower and try, and they'll go back behind the curtain someplace if you ask them to explain Agenda 21 and how it's being implemented in your state. Whatever you call Agenda 21, sustainable development, smart growth, the goals are the same, to reduce and eventually eliminate private property ownership and rights. Rights, rights. Soon you'll have no more rights and your property's already long gone. Perhaps it's tied up in a fraudulent mortgage someplace. What is property anyway? Why is it so important to even consider it? As Andrew J. Galambos, the logician, stated, I shared it with you many times, property is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. If you're not willing to step up and protect your own life, then I guess you'll get what you deserve. And what is freedom? Freedom, as Galambos defines it, is 100% control of your property 100% of the time. Of course, that carries with it the corollary, 0% control over your property 100% of your time. But of course, Common Purpose and Local Agenda 21 are antithetical to that, which is why we need to block them wherever we find them. Smart growth is simply another term for sustainable development. In the European Union, part of the New World Order, Common Purpose members are taught to, quote, lead beyond authority. Of course, if you're going to really want to understand this, you need to go back and visit with the Tavistock. I visited there recently, and I noticed that they've changed their website layout. No more transparency at Tavistock, but I've got some very interesting articles that I've shared with you in the past and will again in the future. But we need to understand the idea of the edge theory, taking the power to the edge. That's what we're dealing with right now. Everybody's talking about becoming vocal local, even in England, by the Norwich plagiarists, stealing my show title for their little website project. All the way down to the exclamation point, I might add. Of course, they have dreadful English over there. They haven't had basic grammar. One doesn't be a vocal local. One becomes a vocal local, but they're not that bright, just plagiarists. Anyway, common purpose, they say here, is a part of an extensive European espionage network in the United Kingdom. And if you don't understand the espionage that's associated with Tavistock Institute, you haven't studied the Tavistock. The EU intelligence and monitoring terms are charged with teams are charged with seeing how well the EU's plans are doing and reporting on anti-EU activists. That's why you have to be very careful today. One of the reasons why I have not posted a bunch of material on the Become Vocal Local website, it makes cherry picking altogether too easy for fellows like the Norwich plagiarists. Let them listen to the broadcast so they get the full meal deal and not just steal the highlights. All right. But again, the EU spies in Britain. What is all that about? Well, we've got people moving around here in this part of the country, and they're championing these local food things, you know, the neighborhood food co-ops and whatnot. And at the heart, if you dive into it, you'll find sustainable development mercenaries. They're out there databasing, they're cataloging. They want to know where all of the organic farms are and who has hand equipment and who still uses cows to pull a plow or Missouri mules, etc. Who still has a mule-driven combine to bring in the hay. You know, those are all of those very important implements that we need to hide in our barn and throw a tarp over the top. So if they pull the plug on our gasoline and diesel, we'll still be able to feed ourselves. The Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance out there trying to, Galen Chadwick here in Missouri, trying to database all of this stuff, okay? The EU spies in Britain not only engage in legitimate open-source intelligence gathering, such as monitoring websites, such as Become Vocal Local, newspapers and political meetings, such as our local Ozark Property Rights Congress, but they also engage in illegal intelligence gathering activities, such as bugging, surveillance of individuals, stalking, and burglary, and they're certainly bugging me. The EU spy masters in London also employ criminals to intimidate and harass anti-EU activists, like your local code enforcement officer, right? In the USA, common purpose as it exists in the United Kingdom doesn't have the representation in the United States. I'd question that. Common purpose is being used to implement the EU New World Order communitarian agenda in the UK and a few other countries. It's all over the United States, known as ICLEI. The New World Order communitarian agenda in the United States of America is being implemented through other communitarian programs, right on. A few communitarian players and programs. The compassionate conservatism is communitarianism. Compassionate conservatism. All right? Or a Bush. The third way is communitarianism. International law has communitarian pretensions. And of course, we heard about the accession to the Law of the Sea Treaty just the other day. Well, that's it for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today.
Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.